Doesn't, as a man, doesn't it make you feel good to see other men checking out your woman because she's hot?
I guess to an extent.
But not so that they're, like, oogling parts and you have to go, hey, no.
Don't make me pull out my pen.
Yeah, stick it up your nose.
Yeah, I know how to use it. I'm always carrying it. Back off. I guess. I don't know. I mean, you really want people, you know? You don't want to have to deal with that. Deal with her having being out on, like, a girl's night out or something, and some dude's hitting on her, and you're wondering, oh, I wonder if he's smooth-talking her much better than I can ever smooth-talk her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you need to be confident in your relationship.
Yeah, but still, that'll run through your head.
Oh.
I don't care how confident you are. You're still a little bit paranoid about it all.
Okay.
I would say, just a little bit. So we're wondering, is it annoying that you have to play dress-up all the time? Hmm? Always got to put the makeup on. Always got to be looking good. Showing off your main features. You ever get sick of it? 539-9750 or 238-0975.
The way I figure it, you know, if a woman is going to be dressing up for a man, then she's insecure that she's going to lose her man. I don't dress up for my man much at all. I don't do my makeup every day. I just don't do it. I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of girl. I don't see the point.
And sometimes the t-shirt and jeans type of girl is even hotter.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. That's true, especially if they're athletic, and I am. I'm a very athletic person, grew up a tomboy. So, you know, you kind of have to play both sides, what fits best for you. I mean, I like that I get up in the morning and get nice for work, but, you know, as far as lazing around the house with my man and stuff, I'm t-shirt and jeans, sweatpants, just whatever I'm comfortable in, and he loves me for that.
But so wouldn't you like to not have to dress up for work, though, even? You see, that's my point is, yeah, I mean, around your guy, maybe you can, right? You can PJ it out or do whatever.
Well,
and that's a pretty hot look, but, you know, out in public, obviously, you still have to doll it up a little bit more than you'd like to.
Well, no, not as much. I mean, I look pretty much the same at home as I do at work. I have a very laid-back, relaxed job. But if you like working in an office building, you know, where you have to wear suits every day, well, then, yeah. You kind of just have to do that. But, you know, it kind of depends on your job, and it kind of depends on your personal preference. But as long as your work is okay with you not being all dolled up all the time, then why do it?
Yeah. By the way, we've said dolled up a lot on the show lately.
Yeah.
I need to scale that back a little bit. Maybe just a
yeah.
bit. All right, I'll watch out for that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think about women having to play dress-up all the time?
Well, I think that it doesn't stop when you get married, despite what Jerry Ann says.
Mm-hmm.
And also, at the other end of that spectrum, guys actually get better looking as they get into a relationship.
How so?
Yeah, they do.
Well, because a lot of times women will pick, like, their little projects. We looked like, before I got married
and
I started dating my wife, I was not very pretty. And now I'm a looker. I mean,
it's because she picks out your clothing and your styles and all that crap?
Exactly.
No, that's a good point.
I used to shave my head, and now I have a hairstyle.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've come a long way.
That's a good point. See, once women can play dress-up with their man, then maybe it helps both of them out a little bit, I guess.
Exactly.